an empty tomb near Jerusalem, where some grave clothes were left behind. It's a testament to what God has done, and forever it serves to remind of that moment when he defeated death, and I rejoice in the day of victory. Oh, but even more, I am grateful for the truth that Jesus is still alive and that he lives in me. Christ the Lord is risen today. Hallelujah, he still reigns. This very minute, this very hour, with the same strength and power that overcame the grave, we celebrate the morning the stone was rolled away. Every morning I'm reminded Christ the Lord is risen today.
There's a heart redeemed by the Savior's blood, and it knows how to sing freedom's song.
Still the enemy tries to keep it bound in the chains where it does. Those bonds that fell when he conquered hell are still as powerless as that first Easter morn. And with each new day, I will shout his praise, because my Jesus is still alive and lives forevermore. Christ the Lord is risen today. Hallelujah, he still reigns. This very minute, with the same strength and power that overcame the grave, we celebrate the morning the stone was rolled away. But every morning I'm reminded Christ the Lord is risen today. Love's redeeming work is done.
Palm Sunday, we have gathered to celebrate the Savior who arrived in Jerusalem that day. When he arrived, great crowds shouted, "Hosanna, Lord, save us. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." We celebrate him today for the great victory he has given us. He defeated death, hell, and the grave, and because of his victory, we can be a people of hope, and we can be a people of a great destiny. Join us as we celebrate our King.
Love is sending a Savior.
and the small, the king and the beggar.
Love is sending the Savior.
Blessed is he who comes in the name.
Scripture says, the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. You can almost see the people of Nazareth rolling their eyes. They had known him since he was a child. This was Mary and Joseph's boy. It's ironic, isn't it? He is the lamb slain before the foundation of the world, before the dawn of time, and a wooden cross awaited him. Yet he clothed himself in flesh and grew up in a carpenter's home, and our hope is in the hands of a carpenter.
Though the boy was not his baby, she was still his bride. Proving himself worthy, like true love always does, the night God put his son and his trust in the hands of a carpenter, in the hands of a carpenter. When that boy became a young man, he picked up his father's trade, working right beside him, learning more each day about the miracle that happens inside the workshop walls when you put the timber, hammer, and the saw in the hands of a carpenter. The hands of a carpenter.
Weathered and worn, callous and sore, but oh, the power that they held.
When you put a piece of wood and nails in the hands of a carpenter, in the hands of a carpenter. Left his family business at 30 years of age, quickly gained the reputation of a righteous renegade. The religious called him sinner, and the sinner called him friend, and the blind man found his sight again
in the hands of a carpenter. The hands of a carpenter.
Weathered and worn, callous and sore, but all the healing that they held. When the touch of God was felt
in the hands of a carpenter, in the hands of a carpenter.
crossbeam on his shoulders and the thorns deep in his brow. They led him up the hillside out on the edge of town. But he only had forgiveness, not an ounce of spite, when the ones he came to save drove the spite. In the hands of a carpenter, in the hands of a carpenter,
bloody and bruised, broken right in two, but oh, grace and mercy that they had.
Splintered wood and rusty nails,
in the hands of a carpenter, in the hands of a carpenter,
salvation flowed and love prevailed. Day the fate of this whole world fell in the hands of a carpenter, in the hands of a carpenter.
The message of the cross is foolishness to the ones who are perishing, but for us who are being saved, it is the power of God at work in our lives. What a mystery that God, who breathed on the dust and created man, the very author of life, would be willing to become like us and subject himself to death, even death on a cross. Why would he do this? Perhaps the best known and most loved verse in all of the Bible answers this question. It tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life." Another verse says this, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. It was for the sake of love."
The crowning moment of creation, the man, the woman, and walking in the garden, the bitter taste when all was lost, and mercy looking down through time to see what must be done for the sake of love, for the sake of love. Centuries of hope and waiting, the holy throne that stood erect, the Prince of Glory in a manger, with heaven counting every breath. For up ahead there was a cross, the journey had begun, for the sake of love, for the sake.
Thank you.
What a love. What a Savior. What a great salvation he has won for us. Jesus said that there is joy in the presence of God's angels even when one sinner repents. The same angels who proclaimed his birth in the skies over Bethlehem, who ministered to him after his temptation and betrayal, who stood ready to defend him during his arrest. Oh, how they must have rejoiced to roll the stone from his tomb and announce his resurrection.
The angels shout, can we grab our swords and go down to Gethsemane, Lord? Did you see the way he's been betrayed by one friend's kiss on the other?
Oh, how did the angels shout, mighty Jesus? Jerusalem, where some grave clothes were left behind. It's a testament to what God has done, and forever it serves to remind of that moment when he defeated death, and I rejoice in that day of victory.
Didn't our choir do a great job today? Would you give them some applause? Awesome job, y'all. All right, everybody be seated for just a few moments. The scripture that I mentioned during our musical, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know, each one of us long for God's love in our life. We long for any type of love in our life. I know my wife, Carol, she wants me to tell her that I love her, but she wants me to show it in the actions of how I treat her and how I love her. Our children, they want to know that we love them by word, but they also want to see that by action. And it's true in all the relationships that we have that it's how we demonstrate love one for another that's important. And so this verse, Romans 5:8, says, but God demonstrates his love for us in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You see, Easter is all about God demonstrating his love for us. He wasn't satisfied with just saying, I love you. He showed it. And the way that he showed it was through his son, Jesus Christ. Not only coming in that manger at Christmas time, but living a perfect life and then dying on the cross for our sins and paying for the sins that we had in our life that we couldn't pay for ourselves. There's no amount of good deeds or church attendance or good stuff that we could try to put in our lives that would make us acceptable to God. But God provided a way for us of salvation, and that was through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. What an amazing thing it was that he demonstrated his love for us the way that he did, and it is life-changing. I hope that you listen closely to the words our choir was singing, because that it contained the words of life, the way that we can be forgiven of our sins and that we can have a close personal relationship with God. What an amazing love he has for us. And during this time of year, we need to remember that love, and we need to focus our attention on the Savior and that last week that he walked this earth getting ready one step closer and closer to the grave. You know, it's captivating to me that when Jesus was born, that he was already destined for the cross. The manger and the celebration of Christmas time is quickly replaced in his life with the cruelty of the cross. And it was because of his love for us. And he demonstrates his love for us. We're going to have a few moments of invitation right now. And if you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and you've heard the message through song and word this morning, and you want to be saved, you want to not just hear about God's love for you, but you want to experience that firsthand, I want to challenge you, make this morning, this Palm Sunday morning, the time that you say yes to Jesus and what he did for you on the cross. There also may be some in here that see what God is doing in the life of our church and how he's doing a new, fresh thing in our church. And you may want to join the church this morning and stand with us and say, I believe what God is doing there, and I want to be a part of this next work that God's doing at First Baptist Monticello. This would be an opportunity for you to come as well. Also, in 2 weeks from this morning, we're going to have a baptism celebration, and right up here in our baptistry, the baptismal waters will be stirred, and we have four that are going to be baptized in 2 weeks, and maybe you need to be baptized as well, and we'd invite you to come down and say, I want to be baptized with those friends in Christ, and I want to identify with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And this would be an opportunity for you. So would you please stand? I'm going to have a word of prayer, and Tatiana is going to play for us, and we're going to have a few moments of invitation right now. So, Father, we thank you for your love for us, and, Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who defeated death, hell, and the grave. And Father, we celebrate that today. And Father, we want to experience that anew in our lives. So Father, would you be with us now as we spend this time committing it to you. So Father, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.